Okay, here's read number one. Are you ready? For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A mother from Cudahy has been charged in a terrorism plot. The FBI says the woman was hacking into Facebook and other social media accounts to promote ISIS. She's also accused of providing instruction on making explosives and biological weapons. According to an FBI affidavit, Wahiba Issa Dayas, a 45-year-old mother of two, helped facilitate planning for attacks in the United States on behalf of ISIS and overseas by providing instructions on how to make explosives, biological weapons, and suicide vests. Okay, here is read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is partnering with Foxconn to train engineers. UWM engineering students will have a chance to study in Taiwan and gain work experience at the Taiwanese company. Recruitment for the Foxconn co-op program will begin this fall, and the first five students will be selected, according to the agreement signed yesterday by UWM, Foxconn, and a Christian university in Taiwan. The program could be expanded to other universities in Wisconsin and the Midwest. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Supreme Court could issue their ruling on Wisconsin redistricting as early as today. The question is whether it is unconstitutional to draw legislative districts in a way that gives a significant advantage to one political party. When Republicans took over the majority in Madison in 2011, they redrew the districts to maintain control even during down cycles when they would lose statewide elections. If the decision is not announced today, then it will probably be announced on Monday. And here is read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin's suicide rate has jumped 25% since 1999. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the rate nationally has gone up by the same amount. In some states, the rate is even higher. Iowa's suicide rate has gone up by 35% in the same period, and Minnesota's by 40%. Everyday issues like relationships, job stress, and loneliness are cited as common reasons for suicide, according to the CDC researchers. And the Brewers beat the Cubs yesterday 1-0. They have today off, then start a three-game series with the Phillies tomorrow night at Miller Park. Okay, here's the forecast. And outside this afternoon, mostly sunny, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s in Milwaukee. In Madison, a 50% chance of rain overnight with lows in the low 60s. For Friday, partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the low 90s in Milwaukee, mid-80s in Madison. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. You're listening to Resistance Radio Network.